Chapter 9, Income Seldom Exceeds Personal Development. Michael's coffee was getting cool, so he decided he would have that next cup that Charlie had offered. He got up and poured himself another, and as he was walking back, he asked Charlie to teach him the next pillar of success. Yes, pillar number 9. You'll like this one. It has to do with money. If it has to do with money, you'll bet I like it. But how come it's number 9? Shouldn't it be number 1? After all, money makes the world go round. Michael, this is one of the mistakes many people make. In actuality, money doesn't make the world go round. You couldn't tell from looking at this house. On the surface, that is what many people think of the rich. But for the vast majority of the wealthy, money isn't the number one thing in their lives. They've had money and realized that life still goes on just as it did before. They may live in nicer homes or drive fancier cars, but life happens to everyone. Money doesn't solve the problems of life. Well, I would sure like to give it a try. Charlie laughed. Michael, no doubt you'll have the opportunity. You're learning a lot that will change your life. Well, I hope so. I've always wanted to become a millionaire. Really? Why? Well, for starters, security. Money provides no security, Michael. If you're hoping for security in your wealth, you'll have a long wait. Well, why is that? Money can always go away. You can lose it. You can get sued. Inflation can eat away at it. It can be stolen. Every year you hear of what were once millionaires and even multimillionaires having to file for bankruptcy, going from hundreds of millions of dollars to nothing in 1 year. Imagine that. Just as he was saying the last few words, Charlie began to cough. It got so bad he excused himself to the bathroom. Michael sat there alone, wondering why he would want money so badly. When Charlie got back, they continued. Sorry about that. This persistent cough, it's terrible. So why else would you want money, Michael? Well, I guess for all the nice things it can buy me and my family. Yes, and when I look at 12 pillars, I see a beautiful house, and the cars in the garage are nice. But here's what Mr. Davis says. He says after you become a millionaire, you can give it all away, because what's important is not the $1 million. What's important is the person you have to become in the process of becoming a millionaire. Give it all away? He didn't give it all away. No, you don't have to give it all away. You can give it all away, because you've become a person who could get it back. Making the $1 million took personal growth to get you there. Now you could do it again if need be. That's another thing Mr. Davis teaches people. He says, income seldom exceeds personal development. If you want to make $1 million, you'd better grow personally to the point where you are a $1 million person. You have to love what you become, not love money. Michael looked up at the ceiling and leaned back in his chair. I just wish I knew how to make more money. Okay, I can tell you one of the greatest secrets to wealth building the world has ever known. Virtually every wealthy person that has ever lived, save for a few, yes, has proven this principle to be true. What is it? Michael leaned in. This one is one of Mr. Davis's favorites. He says, profits are better than wages. Charlie said it and then just let it sit there. Profits are better than wages? Yes, profits are better than wages. What's that supposed to mean? Michael, it's simple. Do you want to make $1 million in 1 year? Yeah, that'd be great. If you sold 10 times what you do now, would you make $1 million in 1 year? No, not even close. What about the owner of your company? If all of his salespeople sold 3 times what they do now, do you think he would make $1 million in 1 year? Well, I think he makes $1 million in a year now, so I would imagine the answer is yes. But what does that have to do with it? You're on a wage system, Michael. The owner of your company is on a profit system. And, as you yourself have just described, profits are better than wages. So how do I get profits rather than wages? You must work for yourself, Michael. As long as you work for someone else, you won't make that much money. Sure, there are professional athletes in the upper echelon of corporate America, but those are very few. 99% of the wealthy become wealthy by working for themselves and capturing the profits. Even those who inherited their wealth, if you trace it back, it almost always ends up beginning with someone who owned the company. Well, at my age, I don't know if I could go out and start over. Well, then you're stuck, I guess. Charlie was prodding Michael now. Well, you don't have to give up so fast, Michael countered. I'm not giving up. I'm just agreeing with what you say. If you won't go start over, then you are stuck. Charlie paused, and then he began a new thought. There's an alternative to just quitting and starting all over. Well, what's that? Michael asked. It's another of Mr. Davis's principles of money and wealth. Maybe the beginning of the answer to your dilemma is to, as Mr. Davis says, work full-time on your job and part-time on your fortune. Maybe you should start a business on the side and grow it until it's at a point where you could do it full-time. well, that might be a viable idea. I've had a few ideas that I've wanted to do from time to time, and yet I've never done them. What with the family and all, it would just be too hard. Anything of significance is going to be hard, Michael. You may as well accept that. Remember, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Your choice. Do you want to work hard, start your own business, grow it into a great enterprise, and then achieve financial independence? Or do you want to stay where you are and hope the government has enough money to dole out a little bit to you each month when you retire? They sat there for a few moments, letting the lessons of Mr. Davis's wisdom sink in. Charlie looked at his watch and realized he needed to get going. I have a doctor's appointment in 45 minutes, so I need to call an end to our meeting. But you think about these things, Michael. Remember, all of life is sales, and income rarely exceeds personal development. That should hold you over for a while. Michael got up and put on his windbreaker. Yeah, that should hold me over. Lots to think about this time, as always. Will you give some thought to starting one of those businesses? Then you can apply both of today's lessons, sales and money. All right, I will. Hey, by the way, this time let's set up our next meeting. I have to come out this way 3 weeks from today. Would that work? I think so. I have a part on order to fix the gate mechanism. It's wearing out. That should be here around then. Maybe you could stop by when I'm doing that. Should make for lots of fun. Well, let's plan out, but I'll call a few days before. Sounds good, Michael. And then before Michael left, Charlie gave Michael a hug. They were becoming friends.